Good afternoon. I'd like to come back from recess. Today it's the 18th of May, 2021, 3:52 p.m. We have a full committee today. Co-Chair Bishop, Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Olson, Senator Wilson, Senator Murkowski, Senator Hoffman, myself, Stedman. We got a series of amendments we're going to go through and talk about. I have a stack here. We got them in order. Anybody wants to at ease, just flag the chairman. We'll stop. We'll talk about these issues, what have you, and work through them. And then we'll hopefully get that process done and then take the bill down to the floor and read it across. We have a series of amendments, 25 of them. And again, this is the capital and operating budget. So the first amendments will be more along the operating lines and then the capital lines. But anyway, if we have any questions before we start? Okay, seeing none, Mr. Co-Chair, would you like to make a motion to move amendment number one?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move amendment number one.
And I'll object for purposes of discussion. Amendment number one deletes $2 billion on line 4, page 123, and inserts $4 billion. This amendment is to move $2 billion additional from the earnings reserve account, which has a rough balance of $17 billion and available for appropriation balance of $5 billion now. This appropriation transfer would take place in about a year, actually, or longer. Much like the transfer that this table did a couple years ago with the check on the wall here underneath the picture, the painting, but it would move the contribution from $2 billion to $4 billion. We have sponsors, Stedman, Bishop, Von Imhoff, Wilson, Hoffman, Willikowski, and Olson. And do we have any objection to the adoption of the amendment? Seeing none, amendment number one passes the committee, and I would like to thank all of members of the Finance Committee for looking out in the future for the children of Alaskans, little Alaskans today, and little Alaskans who are yet to come when we're long gone. So we'll go on now to amendment number two. I'll go ahead and offer amendment number two, and I will object for discussion. Amendment number two, the amount necessary for payments of a permanent fund dividend of $1,000 and for administrative and associated costs estimated to be $674,900,000 is appropriated from the general fund to the dividend fund. So this would be a $1,000 dividend for Alaskans this fall. And I'll maintain my objection for discussion. We have discussion or comments on this dividend. And just for clarity, there'll be several, for those at home watching, there'll be several dividend amendments in sequence. So Senator Von Imhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think this is a tough choice. I understand that we need to have a dividend, but the amount of $674 million to pay a $1,000 check, you know, takes almost every dollar available. The budget surpluses, savings account money from our CBR, Constitutional Budget Reserve, COVID federal relief money. It just, the consequences of that is that we end up not having as much money to invest in our economy and to build infrastructure and create revenue generating projects, connect communities to create jobs, less money for deferred maintenance projects, leaky buildings, sagging bridges, rutted roads. What this does, Mr. Chairman, is it brings the CBR into precariously low territory, barely above $500 million, which is hardly enough to run daily government. If the CBR is low, what happens if we have a low price in oil, a drop in oil, or if we have a wildfire, or if we have an earthquake, all things that we've had in the last few years? keep in mind that since 1970, that is over the last 50 years, the state budget has needed to borrow from the CBR 28 times. And if we don't have money to borrow from the CBR, we're putting ourselves in a fiscal pickle. But like I said, Mr. Chairman, it's a tough choice. I understand that we need a dividend. I understand that we also need to move this budget and get it on the floor. So I will support this amendment.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm on record as supporting a constitutional amendment and a 50-50 plan, but I believe those decisions, along with rewriting the formula, should take place prior to an amount greater than $1,000. I believe that if we fund a dividend higher than that, say at the 50-50 level, why do we have to rewrite the formula? The pressure isn't upon us to rewrite the formula or consider a constitutional amendment. Until we do so, I believe that the pressure will be placed upon us by Alaskans to resolve the rewrite formula and address or have some discussion on a constitutional amendment. With that, in order for us to get there, I believe that the dividend should be no greater than $1,000.
Thank you. We have other comments on dividend number, or excuse me, amendment number two. Good. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Certainly the permanent fund dividend is one of those very sensitive issues that we all have been facing, especially with our constituents. The passion that people have for it because of what they've been used to in the past is one of those things that cannot be ignored. There have been attempts to try and make it so that we can make it tolerable, and it's a balancing act between making sure we don't take out too much money from the ERA, but we're still able to pay our bills. But I think as I look at this, having seen in the past what's happened when the permanent fund dividend has been shorted statutorily, I'd have to vote against this amendment.
Other comments on amendment number two? Amendment number two, $1,000 dividend. Okay, I'll go ahead and remove my objection for the adoption. Do we have further objection of the adoption?
I'll object to it.
Okay, we have an objection, so let's call the roll, please.
Can I speak to my objection?
Yes, we'll hold up here. We'll speak to objection.
Being a full permanent fund dividend person, there's only reason that I'm voting against this amendment.
Okay, that's fine. So we have objection, and I'm sorry, I think it would have been smooth if the chairman would have maintained his objection also to the committee. So I apologize for that. Go ahead and call the roll, please.
Senator,
yes.
No.
Senator Olson.
No.
Senator
Rutkowski.
No.
Senator
Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Senator Bishop.
Yes. Amendment number two.
At ease, Mr.
Chairman. Yes, at ease, please. Back to order. Senator Wilson, you have an amendment.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move amendment number two. Three.
Number three, and I'll object for discussion.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, looking at a starting point for a larger discussion that I'm sure we're going to have on the Senate floor, just offering a appropriation amount for a dividend at the 50% of the percent of market value as a starting point, and so thus offering this amendment number three.
Okay, we have any Objection is maintained. We have further discussion on the amendment. Seeing none, will the clerk call the roll, please?
Senator Wilson.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
Let me pass here.
Senator Wilkowski.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
No.
Senator Moneyhoff.
No.
Senator Bishop.
No.
Senator Stedman.
No.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Okay. Amendment number 3 failed. We'll go on now to amendment number 4 by Senator Wilkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move amendment number 4.
I'll object for discussion, Senator Wilkowski.
Thank you. This amendment would pay the full statutory dividend, which I believe is estimated to be around $3,400 to every Alaskan.
Okay. Do we have any comments on this statutory dividend amendment? Okay. I'll maintain my objection. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
No.
Senator Moneyhoff.
No.
Senator Wilson.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
No.
Senator Bishop.
No.
Amendment number 4 fails. Amendment number 5 by Stedman. You. Mr. Co-Chair, you want to move amendment number 5?
Move amendment number 5.
I will object for discussion, and if we could have Mr. Eklund come forward. Mr. Eklund, if you can identify yourself for the record, who you represent, and speak as an explanation for amendment number 5.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Pete Eklund, staff to Senator Stedman and the committee. Mr. Chairman, if you flip your page, there's another page, 5A. And Mr. Chairman, this is basically just a technical amendment, a technical cleanup to extend the lapse date of this appropriation to the end of FY22.
And what appropriation is this for those watching?
It's a Department of Health and Social Services appropriation that has a variety of programs with an FY21 lapse date of June 30th, 2021. And this is just going to extend them through FY22.
Okay, thank you. So this is a technical cleanup. I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of amendment number 5. Do we have further objection to amendment number 5? Seeing none, amendment number 5 is adopted. We'll go on to amendment number 6. Senator Bishop.
Yes, I offer amendment number 6.
I'll object.
Amendment number 6 has been requested by the Department of Natural Resources to under the ASO 305076. This is asking for the unexpended and unobligated balance of the registration endorsement fees, fines, and penalties collected during the fiscal year ending June 30, 21 is appropriated to Department of Natural Resources for the hemp pilot project program, AS 0305077. And again, this was requested by the department.
Okay, another technical cleanup. I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of amendment number 6. We have further objection to the adoption of amendment number 6. Seeing none, amendment number 6 is adopted by the committee. Amendment number 7, can we have a motion from one of the sponsors?
I move amendment number 7.
I will object. Senator Von Imhoff, could you please explain this amendment?
Yes, thank you. So federal law does require that states with Medicaid programs make disproportionate share hospital, that they're called DSH payments, to qualifying hospitals that serve a large number of Medicaid and uninsured individuals. So what this does is it provides funding to hospitals in locations like Anchorage, Wasilla, Fairbanks, Bethel, Juneau, and others, funding for psychiatric patients. And so allows for beds, healthcare providers who are trained in helping patients who are in acute mental health crisis to provide a variety of treatments and security needs when API is not available, or regardless of API. I mean, this is located all over the state. So this is enhanced services, and we've been doing this for the last few years. And it's a federal match.
I think on this one, we overlooked it in the operating budget process. So I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of amendment number 7. Do we have further objection to amendment number 7? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and adopt amendment number 7. We'll go on to amendment number 8. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move amendment number 8.
I'll object.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've had several discussions at this table about food security. In the news during the COVID epidemic, we've seen food lines throughout the lower 48. The food security is a little bit different in Alaska. Nonetheless, it is still a problem. And what Amendment 8 does is amend two appropriations that we have, one on line, page 87, line 30, for food security grants from $5 million to $20 million, and on page 89 from $5 million to $20 million. The food and food security is a major issue in Alaska, primarily because of 90% of the food has to be transported to Alaska. And I believe that not enough attention has been given during the COVID to food security in Alaska, but it has received a lot of attention in the lower 48, and I would ask member support for this appropriation.
Senator Hoffman, could you please speak to the fund source real quick for those watching at home?
The fund source is the same source as in the previous bill. It's the COVID money, it's not general.
So this is the COVID money. It'll be a conferenceable item, and under discussion, it's the federal relief money that we're dealing with for those watching at home. So I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of amendment number 8. Do we have further objection to adoption of amendment number 8? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and adopt amendment number 8. Amendment number 9, Senator Wilikowski.
Move amendment number 9.
Yeah, I'll object.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chairman, as you know, this morning the budget added $280 million in grants to tourism and other businesses to offset revenue loss. And I think it's clear to everyone that the pandemic is still going on, and it's impacting businesses, certainly in Southeast, certainly all across Alaska. And we do know that there are businesses that are having challenges in service industries in some parts of the state finding workers, but we also know that there are still tens of thousands of Alaskans who are out of work. And I've gotten many calls from constituents, from people all across Alaska, who were very concerned when the governor cut off the federal pandemic unemployment benefit program. It's $300 a week. I know this Alaska, we get more benefits from the federal government than just about any other state in the country. And it's been, we just don't have the tax base to support our economy, quite frankly, without getting 50% of our budget from the federal government. This is turning down roughly $200 million. I know it's at least $150 million, and I think it's as high as $210 million from the federal government. And I guess there's anecdotal evidence out there from some business people that they're having problems employing people. But I'll just say the law requires, in order to get unemployment benefits, that you look for work and that you accept work. And if people are not doing that, then they're complying with the law, and they shouldn't be collecting those benefits, quite frankly. But for the people who are genuinely out of work, the people who can't find jobs, the people who've lost their careers because of this pandemic, I don't think it's fair to pull the rug out of them when there's federal money that's available, $300 a week. It's not a huge amount, but it is providing a lifeline for these people. It doesn't go on forever. It stops September 4th, and that's what this amendment does, is it says we want to accept those federal dollars, $200 million for our economy, Mr. Chairman. That's an enormous amount of money for our economy. That is going to help small businesses. That is going to help the service industry. And I've got another amendment, which I'm working on, as you're aware, to try to incentivize people to go back to work. And I think hand in glove, those two will really help keep our economy going. And so I hope the committee will consider this amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we'll have a brief at ease. Come back in from at ease, Senator Wilikowski.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate your willingness to work together to try to find a resolution to helping out those who are unemployed, and I think we've got another idea that's going to help out many Alaskans. I may run this again tomorrow, but there's another idea that I want to work with you on and the other co-chair. And at this time, I'm going to withdraw this amendment. Thank you.
Okay, number 9 is withdrawn. So just for those watching, Senator Wilikowski has been working with the co-chair's office on the concept of this amendment and trying to come up with a way to encourage people back to work. So hopefully we'll have that prepared for the floor tomorrow. If we would have waited today, we were worried that we would have run too long in the day. And the quality of the amendment might not be as good as we had hoped. So we'll go on now to amendment number 10. Excuse me, we'll have a brief at ease. Back on the record, we have amendment number 10 by Senator Wilson. Senator Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move amendment number 10.
And I'll object. Senator Wilson, could you explain amendment number 10?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I am all for smaller government, but this amendment would actually restore the Deputy Commissioner in the Department of Administration. Currently, this position, there is a vacant position because the Deputy Commissioner is the Acting Commissioner, but that is not a permanent situation. So this amendment would restore 211.7 of the interagency receipts for that one full-time position that was deleted in the Senate Budget Finance Subcommittee at the last moment there. The Department of Administration has been multiple administrative orders sort of reorganizing the human resources, the procurement, leasing property, information technology, and a lot of them are sort of in that completion or near completion stage, and I would hate to cripple sort of that leadership when we're trying to do so much in this reorganization, which is a multi-million dollar, multi-year approach stage, and just at this point in time. I'm all for, let's have a plan to step them down off this position, and that we can step them down next year, the year after, but just to do a sort of without that notification, I feel that we just need to have a better plan to step them down off of a deputy commissioner position if that's the will of this body.
Okay. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was the subcommittee chair of the Department of Administration, and this is the only department in state government with three deputy commissioners. The position is currently vacant. We have departments that are 10 times larger, maybe not that large, but we have the Department of Health and Social Services that has two deputy commissioners. We have the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. We have two deputy commissioners there as well. So I'm all for restructuring, but I believe that if they put their hearts and minds, they can have the ability to restructure. And this additional position, from my viewpoint, is not in the interests of the state of Alaska, and is unneeded and a waste of public funds.
We have other comments on amendment number 10. I'll maintain my objection. Please call the roll.
Senator Bilikowski.
No.
Senator Hoffman.
No.
No.
Senator Wilson.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
No.
Senator Bishop.
No.
Senator Smith. No. Senator, amendment number 10, I failed. We'll move on to amendment number 11. Senator Wilikowski.
Move amendment number 11.
I'll object. Senator Wilikowski.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. This deals with refundable oil tax credits, and the amount placed in the budget is for $114 million, and it would reduce that to $36,860,000. And I guess a few things. I would first note that under AS 4355028, the oil and gas tax credit fund is set up, and it's discretionary. It is a completely discretionary fund. It is a fund that is discretionary in two ways. Number one, discretionary via appropriation from the legislature, and then it's discretionary via issuing the tax certificates from the Department of Revenue tax director. So it's discretionary, number one. Number two, there is an applicable percentage that is recommended under the statute. And the applicable percentage is at $60 a barrel or higher. The applicable percentage is 10% of revenue from taxes levied by AS 4355011. If you look at the amount of taxes that are levied, it's $368.6 million. That is where I get the $36.86 million. So it is actually paying according to how I read the statute. I was here when it was passed. And I'll just note the way that this $114 million is calculated is before tax credits, before deductible tax credits are taken out. That was never the intent. And as you see here, if you allow $114 million to be paid out in refundable tax credits, you're eating up a third, roughly a third, of all our production taxes for this year. That was never the intent. The intent was to be a small amount. We simply can't afford $114 million. This, I believe, is following the statute. It's and I know producers aren't happy about it, quite frankly. I know that some of the smaller companies want it all. And for years, we paid more. We paid every single penny they asked for, even if it was above the recommended amount. Those were in times when we had more money. And quite frankly, we just don't have the money to afford this. And I think it's unfair to the people of Alaska to say, we're going to cut your dividend by two-thirds, but we're going to pay three times what the statute requires in refundable oil tax credits. I think that's unfair. I think the people of Alaska would think that's unfair. And so, you know, quite frankly, this number could be zero. And I'll just add that, again, this is a discretionary statute versus the permanent fund dividend, which is a mandatory statute. It's a shall statute. And granted, the Supreme Court said we have the appropriating body. But this is a fair amount. This is, I believe, the statutory amount. And I would urge the members' support. Thank you.
Do you have other comments? Senator Von Imhoff.
Thank you. You know, to say that we don't have the money for $114 million, yet we have the money for $2.5 billion in previous amendments, I think is oxymoronic. But the maker of the amendment says if we're going to cut the dividend, maybe we should cut the oil tax credits. I think that that's a fair statement. I don't think $36 million is quite the right number. It seems a little low, especially going down from $114 million. What I'd rather do is just keep the amount of 114 in there and allow our co-chairs to negotiate with the House that I believe had zero in their budget and deal with it another time or deal with it during the conference committee. So I will not be supporting this amendment. I think this needs a little bit more work. Thanks.
We're going to brief that issue.
Why do you need a lower number?
There's been a slight misstatement inadvertent. The other body does have $114 million in there. If the committee adopts the amendment in conference, the conference committee would be able to come back and recommend a number between $114 million and $36.8 million, which is this amendment if it passes. If it does not pass, the number is then at $114 million and it is not conferenceable. So just as we move on through these, we've had a lot of budgets moving around, a lot of numbers, so I may be taking a pause once in a while just to double check with some of our aides to make sure we've got, you know, we don't
Mr. Chairman.
Have a mistake. But anyway, Senator Von Imhoff.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And committee, I apologize to all of you. I misspoke. So with that in mind, to have a different number than the other body, so somewhere between 114 and 36 does make sense to me. So I do appreciate the maker of amendment for bringing this forward. And I trust that our co-chairs will analyze this as the entirety budget as they go forward in conference committee. So I'll be supporting this. Thank you.
Other comments on the amendment? I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the amendment. Do we have further objection to amendment number 11? Seeing none, amendment number 11 passes. We'll go on now to amendment number 12. Senator Wilson, you want to pull that amendment?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I think there's an error. This amendment
number
withdrawal
12
number 10
will not be presented. We'll move on then to number 13, Senator Wilikowski.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number 13.
And I'll object for explanation. Senator Wilikowski, what is this amendment?
Thank you. This amendment removes $8.5 million for the West Susitna Road access. And this project was just added in the governor's supplemental request a few days ago. apparently didn't make, wasn't considered important enough to be considered in the original budgets. I guess my biggest problem with this is there's already been roughly $175 million spent on studies of this project. And I think we heard some testimony that there was like a 6 mile long trail that's been built for that $175 million. And my understanding of this $8.5 million is that it's not for road construction again, it's for studies, it's for more studies. And so I think this is a lot of money to spend on more studies. We've had $175 million worth of studies. I think this should be taken out. And it was kind of interesting. I asked the director of OMB, how do we pay for these things, the $70, $80 million that was added by the governor a few days ago? And he said, well, it just comes out of the general fund. Like there's some magic money, you know, that comes into the general fund. And we've seen no cuts, very few cuts proposed. We've seen no new revenues proposed. At some point, I know it's hard to say no to some of these projects, but we can't afford it. Thank you.
Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll speak in opposition to this amendment. I can't speak to the accuracy and have no reason to doubt the Senator Wilkowski's number on what's been spent to date, but I did ask Alan Weissner from ADA if with this funding, how long would it be before we know if we, with all the permitting, how long would it take to complete that? It could be 3 to 5 years, I believe was his answer, then we would be ready for road construction. So it is going into a resource gold belt, other strategic minerals, and I don't know, I look out at it, Alaska is in a 30 to 40 to 50 year time horizon, and we need to be looking past a post-oil economy, even though it's further down the road, and we're going to have to access more of our natural resources. And so I'll be not supporting this amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The bigger question for me before I decide how I'm going to vote on it is, if this is approved, what is the total construction cost of this this road? And where would the funds come from?
Brief at ease. I'm going to drag up to the OMB director and ask him.
Yep.
Okay.
I think that's a big question. If it's, you know, yeah. It's out of our reach, why do we fund the money?
Neil, we're going to have you come up here in a minute.
Judge help us with two districts.
Yeah, help us with this question.
Now we can see if table move it down and get Weitzner on.
Conference may be recorded.
Nobody online. So I can give it a try. We don't have OMB online.
Your line is muted.
Okay. I can get a hold of somebody.
Ellen Weitzner. It's always.
Excuse me, I'm going to hold my objection to the amendment for discussion, amendment number 13. We are going to slide that to the bottom of the stack so we can get somebody online to speak to that in more detail. We'll go on now to amendment number 14 by Senator Wilkowski. Senator Wilkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll move amendment number 14.
I'll object. Senator Wilkowski.
Yeah, this is... I'm trying to save the committee a little money, Mr. Chairman. This is Endangered Species Act legal and research needs to protect state rights to manage. Again, this was an increase that was just added a couple days ago. There was a prior amount in there, which I believe was the $4 million, and so we just cut it back a little bit to what it was. It says that you're using, my understanding is that there is the idea to use federal funds for this, and I don't really know how you can use the federal funds to sue the federal government. I don't know if that's allowed. I don't know really how that works, but maybe that's going to get changed down the line. I'm not saying it should be zero, but 5.25 seemed a little high to me, and especially when it had been at four for months. And maybe if OMB comes up and says, you know, can really explain what that additional 1.25 million gets us, I'd maybe be more open to believing it.
Senator Bishop, you have a purpose with this amendment?
Yes.
Capital budget, Chairman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To the table, we did reduce it from the 7 million total funded requested down to the 5.25.
Any other comments, questions on this, concerns on this? I may maintain my objection. Clerk, do you want to call the roll?
Senator Hoffman?
No.
Senator Weinerhoff?
No.
Senator Wilson?
No.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Senator Wilkowski?
Yes.
Senator Bishop?
No.
Senator
We'll go on now to Amendment Number 15. Senator Wilkowski.
Thank you. Move Amendment Number 15.
I'll object. Senator Wilkowski.
This is for RS, again, funding that was increased. RS 2477 funding, it's $2.5 million. And my understanding was that this was cut back, and if I can get a verification of that, then
it was.
Okay.
If you just take there, we'll have the budget chairman identify those numerics, if that's okay.
Yeah, if I could just get the numerics. We had written this, and my understanding that it was, if I could just get the history on what it was and what it was increased to, and now I believe it's cut back, I may withdraw the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Brief at ease. Record, Senator Bishop, do you want to, as Capital Budget Chairman, you want to help the committee with the numerics?
I cut the governor's request in half from 5 to 2.5.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to withdraw the amendment at this point.
Okay, thank you. Number 15 is withdrawn. We'll go now to number 16, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move amendment number 16.
I'll object. Senator Olson.
Amendment number 16 has to do with the Arctic Port Waste Reception Facility and final design of the port supporting the components thereof. The design and construction of an Arctic Port Waste Reception Facility to accept, process, and dispose of waste and liquid waste products produced by ocean-going marine vessels, both military and cruise ships, and complete the design of all the port supporting and connecting access to the components. The substantial growth in vessel traffic transiting the Bering Straits has increased, and the need for additional port services is here to serve and to protect the marine environment and are traditionally available at commercial ports across the world. However, because of the inability to accept larger volumes of oily waste, bilge water, and waste product, and solid waste is beyond most ports' current capabilities. This treatment facility would allow collection equipment, piping infrastructure, waste incineration, as well as the required supporting access components. Nome has clearly reached the level of maritime development and can serve that expected role in the Arctic. This will not only save transit time to port reception facilities in West Coast ports that are far away, but it will also make significant progress to avoid inadvertent ocean disposal in Arctic waters, in essence, having the polar code compliance. The final design efforts will ensure a bid-ready, constructible project. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'm open for questions.
Okay. We have any other comments, Senator Bishop?
Senator Olson, I don't I like the project, but I just wondered if the timing's at the right time with the infrastructure, federal infrastructure bill that's forthcoming. I believe this project, while I support the project, but not at this time, I think it'd be better suited to wait until we see the federal infrastructure dollars that are going to come out of Congress. I think it'd just be a better suited project for that time.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I understand the other co-chair's comments, he's open to the project, and the fund source maybe will be coming in the near future.
That is correct. I think this is a good project. We deal with not only the environmental impacts of increased shipping and traffic into the Arctic, but we have our ports in the Arctic. So I would like to work with Senator Olson in the future, either through the federal infrastructure money or other capital budgets, to help with some of this infrastructure and a couple of ports up there.
With that, Mr. Chairman, I'll go ahead and withdraw this amendment.
Amendment number 16 is withdrawn. Amendment number 17, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move amendment number 17.
I'll object for discussion.
The Diomede water tank replacement and construction of a new water and sewer system in that community, which is in desperate need of repair. The rusted, failing, leaking pipes in the tank, far in the water tank there in the community of Diomede faces imminent failure unless replacement is done this year. There is high arsenic and nitrates in the water, as well as active disease throughout members of the community that are happening at this time because of the water quality. Diomede's water storage has been designed, but due to DEC's best practice score regulations, Village Safe Water will not be able to fund this urgent needed project. Repairs to the existing tank facility are ongoing. However, tank deterioration renders this tank status beyond repair. Diomede's water storage has been designed, but due to the DEC best practice score regulations, Village Safe Water won't fund this project in Diomede. The replacement cost is $5.2 million, and without replacement, this tank is in immediate danger of failure. An additional $2.3 million is needed to develop a water source treatment system to combat high arsenic and nitrates in the water. With that, I urge support for this amendment.
Hey, Senator Bonimoff and Senator Bishop.
So, question, and I don't under, I've seen the village water and wastewater in this capital budget. Is the Diomede project, can that be part of those, part of that program?
At this time, it's, you're talking about the funds that are coming later on in the future?
No.
For the chair?
I think she's asking about the Village Safe Water program. If, does it qualify for any of the standard programs we have, or is this a one-off standoff project?
Mr. Chairman, if I could, Village Safe Water project is the one that is usually the one that deals with things like this, but they won't fund it because of their low score with the best practices, and because of that, we're looking at another entity to go ahead and address the situation.
Okay, Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Senator Olson, can I have a clarification? You said it wasn't going to be funded because of low scoring on best practices. Could you explain that? Is that the village didn't score well enough, or DEC didn't score it high enough, or can you just explain that a little bit more for me?
Mr. Chairman, through the chair, the community has its own difficulties that are out there. It's obviously an island without an airport, and because of the island is essentially bedrock that erupted out of the water, and because of that, it's very difficult to go ahead and have something that's subterranean. And besides the difficulty that they're having with other issues, the small community of 80 people are just having a very difficult time trying to get a score that will allow them to be taken care of by Village Safe Water. And so with that, I'm saying that these people that are on the furthest edge of the frontier within 2.5 miles of Russia need to be taken care of.
Mr. Chairman. I fully understand now what you said, and I have the same issue in one of my rural communities, and I think there again with my community and your community, this is another project that we should bring to the forefront in this next round of funding, and both of those projects will fully meet the intent of the wastewater drinking water grant requirements of the ARPA funds.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So it's my understanding that there's going to be full support by both co-chairs of finance for future funding for this project, and if that's the case, I'll withdraw it.
Senator Olson, I've worked with you for almost 20 years, and I've always been supportive of the difficulties you have in your remote rural areas, especially with public safety and water sewer issues, basic infrastructure. So, yes, I'll continue that support.
Just with all due respect, Mr. Chairman, your visit to my district, though, was not the healthiest one for you, if I remember right, because of the sunburn.
Exactly. But I will come back.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I've not landed at Diomede, but I've flown over it, and I know that the area. I just want to know if you and I have got quid pro quo on your project and my project.
If that's the case, then, Mr. Chairman, you're welcome. I got a helicopter out there ready to go. With that, Mr. Chairman, with that assurance, I'll go ahead and withdraw this amendment.
Okay, thank you, Senator Olson. Number 17 is withdrawn. Number 18, Senator Wilikowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move amendment number 18.
I'll object. Senator Wilikowski.
Thank you. This amendment, or this proposal, this project was originally proposed by the governor as part of a general obligation bond. It has huge support from all across the state, from outdoor enthusiasts, from small businesses, the tourism industry, residents all across Alaska. It would piece together a multi-use recreational trail from Fairbanks to Seward. And it's been referred to by some as the Long Trail. I don't know that that's the name it would end up with. I'm sure we can come up with a much better name for that, more appropriate name for it. But under the American Rescue Plan Act, coronavirus state and local fiscal recovery funds permit the state to develop programs and plans that would help the state recover its our tourism industry, including developing attractions for visitors. So this would be funded by federal funds. It is a statewide project, as I mentioned, would run from Fairbanks to Seward. I would say it's similar in idea to the Appalachian Trail on the east coast of the United States, the Pacific Crest Trail on the west coast, the Inca Trail in Peru. Those are trails that people from all over the world come to have an incredible outdoor experience, and that is what this would do. It is a legacy project. It is something that I think would attract visitors from all over the world. I think it is something that we can all be proud of 50 years down the road, something that our kids and grandkids would enjoy, friends from outside would come and use. And I think it's a good project. I was very glad to see the governor propose it in the GO bond. I understand the GO bond appears not to be going anywhere, but we thought, what an opportunity to create just an iconic piece of infrastructure in our state that people from all over the world could come and enjoy. And I thought I would propose it, and I know it's got a lot of support all across the state, Mr. Chairman. I would encourage your support.
Senator Bishop and then Senator Von Imhoff.
Yes, it was definitely in the GO bond package. I was in the transportation committee, and there was under public comment, there was a lot of support on it, and I had a lot of support for it earlier in the emails to my office, and I support the amendment.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Thank you. This is a great idea, and I support it, but I just want to make sure that the I don't know how to pronounce that, the CSLFRF local fiscal recovery funds, is the money available that much? Has it been earmarked for something else? Has it been spent already that OMB has earmarked it for another expenditure? I mean, do we know that the 14.2 is available for the legislature to appropriate?
If I could, we'll have Mr. Eklund come forward, please.
You don't fund water and sewer. This could be in the transportation bill.
Mr. Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Pete Eklund, staff to Senator Stedman and the Finance Committee. Senator Von Imhoff, through the chair. The SLURF is how we pronounce that acronym, even though it doesn't quite look like that. But the SLURF, as you'll remember, earlier today, the committee blessed just over $1 billion of SLURF allocations. And so this would just add to that. Then when we get to conference committee, as we've talked about earlier, the conference committee would have to pare that request down to $500 million or below.
Brief at ease.
We'll have a brief at ease. Come back on the record. I think we're, remember where we were in the amendment before the sidebar. Who was speaking? I think maybe one of my committee members could help. Who wants to speak up first? Okay, Senator Von Imhoff.
So we've already looked at some previous amendments using Fed money, and we're using for water and others, and we're looking at Fed money for another project, and we've told my senator, the senator on my left here, that we would look at this later, perhaps that we should look at this one later also when we have this federal infrastructure package that may come in the fall, or all intents and purposes it may look like that. So it might make sense to lump this particular project. They're all good projects. It has nothing to do with the merits of the project, but it's the funding source and the timing. So perhaps it might be better if we waited.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would totally agree with the comments. You know, we can look at this project, but we had similar projects with federal funds for Senator Olson's district that wanted clean water for his children and his families out in Diomede and other projects. And I believe that we have the opportunity with federal funds. It's just a matter of timing to get there. We know right now that it was stated by the chairman that potentially there's going to be reductions anyway at the conference table. So I would say that potentially the federal government is going to come down with an additional package that this project, from the explanation that I heard by Senator Wilkowski, sounds like a very wonderful project that it could enhance the state of Alaska's position to attract tourists. It's just a matter of timing. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As was pointed out by the wise senator to my right, that timing certainly is important, but the concern that we have here is that the federal funds are not guaranteed. And if the ones that have been guaranteed, some of them have already been allocated for other expenditures, and that's where the concern that I have as we look into the future is that these federal funds are not guaranteed that are coming toward us. The fickleness of the federal system causes me pause to go ahead and count on that. And that's my only caution that I'd like to also say related to this amendment number 18.
Any other comments? The process here has been working through the capital budget and amendments derived from the administration. It has been pointed out that there is a lot of needs in rural Alaska dealing with health, life safety issues, fundamental needs for safety of the citizens and health of the citizens. At least in one school district, a school nearing washing into a river and disappearing, and we have an obligation to educate our children. We have this amendment in front of us, which I think is, you know, it's a good amendment. It's a good project. It was submitted in the bond package, but it's very difficult for me at this time to push this forward. I would rather see this project dealt with in the August environment when we have another look at some of these projects to help ensure that the process we're going through now, we keep sideboards on it and we keep it focused, but in no way should my lack of support at this project right now be indicative of support in the future. So we have other comments on this project. Senator Wilkowski.
I'm just incredibly disappointed, Mr. Chairman, because people in this committee sat in an office with me and with others and promised that they would support this, and they're going back on their word. I'm extremely disappointed.
you, Mr. Senator Lukowski. It's true. You sat in the office and supported it, but I do not speak for the committee. And one of the main things at the committee is fairness. Committee members feel that things are unfair, and we want to try to rectify that, and it's a timing issue. It's unfortunate that you feel that way on a day you've been very successful at the table. Clerk, call the roll. Amendment number 18.
No.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
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 Amendment number 18 fails. Amendment number 19, Senator Wilikowski. Have a brief at ease. Amendment number 19, Senator Wilikowski.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This amendment, we just got a proposal from the governor for capital projects for $10 million for road projects in the Matsu borough. It is not completely for state roads. It is for the discretion of the Matsu Borough Assembly. And this amendment seeks to get parity by saying that the appropriation made is contingent on the passage of Anchorage getting similar pavement rehabilitation. We have just as many needs in Anchorage for road rehab as they do in Matsu, where we have 41% of the population.
So, Senator Wilson.
Being the Matsu member here, Mr. Chair, looking at some of the other government amended items in the capital budget just by area, yes, Matsu is the second largest area, Anchorage is number one, but according to the numbers in this past CS, $18 million went to the Fairbanks area, $17 million went to Anchorage, Kenai and your district, Mr. Chair, got about $12.5 million and coming in fifth. And that is the Matsu in terms of those new areas of terms of funding that was added in the capital budget. The roads in the only growing area of the state and the only area that we can have expansion is that area in the Matsu. And this is actually the Matsu Borough has worked with the state in terms of contracting with contractors and doing state maintenance projects that the state just don't have the time or the capability to handle. In sort of that manner, and this will help expedite some of those projects that we could have. If the member had road projects that we can help fund in terms of Anchorage that would meet those similar standards, I would have no problem doing that, but contingency language I don't think is appropriate to add into this process at this time.
Senator Von Imhoff, did you have a comment?
Thank you. Why not? I understand that there's $10 million potentially going to Matsu. Why not have $10 million go to Anchorage? Why not have $10 million go to Fairbanks? Why not have $10 million go to Kenai? At the same time, this budget that we have here does try to spread the money around all of Alaska. I mean, you can see you have Ketchikan, you have Kenai, you have Richardson Highway, Nome, Selawik. I mean, one comment is that the Inner Springer Loop does have $43 million on it, which is Matsu, and Kinnick Goose Bay Road is $53 million. So that's $90 million going to Matsu. But the fact of the matter is while I would like to support $10 million to Anchorage, I mean, of course I would, but I mean, we're just playing a tit-for-tat game here. Let's just try to be thoughtful and look at the whole budget in its entirety. There's money to every region.
Any other comments on amendment number 19? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Certainly, as you look at five House districts getting $10 million, it causes pause that, as was pointed out by the previous speaker, that to do something like this, you know, it just appears to be a little self-serving to, on the governor's part, to go ahead and put stuff up in his district all the time, where the rest of us, places like I have that need, that desperately needs roads, and these roads maintained that are already out there, I think it's inappropriate to not support this amendment, what was proposed by the governor's amendment.
Okay. Any other comments? Senator Wilson.
I'll just also add, Mr. Chair, if you also look at the number of fatalities or collisions that end in some type of hospitalization or injury, I do believe MATSU has the highest per capita versus any other district. And so this is more of a life safety health issue than anything else, and sort of trying to pick favorites of where people may or may not reside or trying to pay favorites. I truly believe this is a life safety issue, and I would be more than happy to take members out and put their lives at risk and travel down some of these roads.
I think just for clarity, I think this is the only grant to name recipients in the budget, is my impression. So, and the earlier comment about dollars going to different communities is a little different, is, you know, dealing with federal funds and general funds dealing with this. So it's is what it is. We have other comments on the amendment number 19. Okay, I'm going to remove my objection to the adoption. I'm going to maintain my objection of the adoption of amendment number 19. Clerk, please call the roll.
No.
Senator
Olson. Yes.
Senator
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator
Yes.
Senator
Bishop.
No.
Senator Stedman.
No.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
4 days,
3 days. Okay. Could you repeat that, please? Amendment number 19 passes. Now on to amendment 20. Senator Wilikowski.
I'm going to withdraw amendment 20 through 25, Mr. Chairman.
20 through 25?
20 through 25, I'm withdrawing.
You're on a roll. We'll remove 20 through 25. And then we're down to amendment number 13 by Senator Wilikowski. Can you move amendment number 13, please, Senator Wilikowski?
I move amendment number 13.
Okay, amendment number 13 is moved. I'll object. Senator Wilikowski, would you please re-explain the amendment? And we have someone from ADA online. We'll have them justify the project, please.
This amendment removes $8.5 million for the West Susitna Road.
Okay. And if we could, I think the earlier question to Ada was about this project, the cost of was it studies?
Cost of the construction.
Yeah, cost of the construction, cost of studies. We have Mr. Alan Weinsner of Ada. If you could introduce yourself for the record and inform the committee about this project, please.
Certainly. This is Alan Weinsner. I'm the executive director for Ada. To the chair, Senator Wilikowski, Senator Olson, we have currently spent approximately $500,000 at this point in time on the pre-permitting studies for the West Susitna Access Road. What we're looking at is, I think, what originally was proposed at $10 million. I take it that the amendment has created or reduced that to $8.5 million at this stage, but we're looking at utilizing that funding to complete a permitting process on the West Susitna Access Road to to ultimately achieve a recorded decision, ultimately under a NEPA filing with the designated federal agency. The total cost of construction that we have a very early estimate on is, and I would say that's effectively at about a 5% level of design, is approximately $300 million for the road that would link from ultimately the Yetna Mining District on the northern part of the Skwitna River following the Donlin Pipeline route, ultimately reaching to the Ayrshire Road access to the within the Mat-Su borough and linking then ultimately to Port McKenzie.
And the cost, please? Can you repeat that?
The cost, again, based upon a very early stage, 5% of design at this point was estimated at $300 million. And I highlight the early stage of the design because we believe that the cost estimating as we get further within that design will get tighter and that number will condense. But that is the current estimate we have right now is $300 million.
We got lots of questions here. Well, Senator Wilkowski, we'll start with him. It's his amendment, and then we'll go around the table.
Thank you. Several days ago when this was introduced, I asked for a report on how the previous $175 million has been spent. Is there a reason we haven't gotten that report yet?
Through the chair, Senator Wilkowski, I'm currently trying to understand the expenditure, the number that you're defining that was spent. There, the amount of funds at $175 million has not been spent on the West Ascent Access Road, and that is coming from information with the Mat-Su Borough. As I previously highlighted, in ADA's involvement in picking up the former Road to Resources project in 2019, we have only spent, really in partnership with the Mat-Su Borough and with other private resource owners, you know, approximately, again, about $500,000. What I'm estimating or I'm guessing, and I ask for your further information from where your source on that funding is, please, is it looks to be that the money that you're referencing is what has been used for the Port McKenzie rail extension project within the Mat-Su Borough. But from there, what I look at is that the total of $184 million was spent on that project.
Okay, so we'll follow up, and then we'll go to Senator Hoffman.
My source is the supporting document that was provided by the administration, which showed there were four different appropriations totaling roughly $175 million for this project. And I asked on the record, what do we have for that? And they said studies and a six-mile trail.
And Senator Hoffman.
What source of funding are you potentially utilizing for this road? Is it federal, this federal STIP programs? And how many years do you envision this, if it is using STIP funds, Will it take, and what other projects would be put in jeopardy since this seems to be such a large project?
Thank you. Mr. Wisner, can you help Senator
Certainly,
Hoffman?
Through the chair, Senator Hoffman, the way that we're looking at approaching the West Ascent Access Road is very similar to what we've done with the DeLong Mountain Transportation System and with what we're proposing on the Ambler Access Road. So it would be a privately owned, but in this case, for the West Ascent Access Road, I would highlight a public access road for the requirements of the Mat-Su Borough, but privately owned, operated, and funded, basically user access charge road.
And we have questions, other questions? A follow-up question, Senator Hoffman?
No follow-up questions, Mr. Chairman.
Capital Budget Chairman, have any comments? Seeing none, I'm Senator Wilson.
Mr. Chairman.
A brief at ease. Back on the record, we have amendment number 13 in front of us to remove $8.5 million. We have any other comments on that? I'm going to maintain my objection. Any comments for the comments? If the clerk would call the roll, please.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
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 Okay, that motion does not travel with the bill. It goes down. We're Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we rescind our action having adopted amendment number 19.
Okay, we have a motion to rescind action on amendment number 19. Do we have discussion? Okay. Clerk, call the roll, please.
Wait, hold on.
We'll have a brief at ease. Record. And just to be clear, there's a action in front of the committee to rescind their action on amendment number 19, which is the sum of $10 million for a Matsusitna Borough pavement rehabilitation. Do we have any discussion on the request for rescinding action? Seeing
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hoffman.
Procedurally, by voting yes, the motion will come before the committee for another vote. By voting no, the original vote will stand.
That's correct.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Is there a reason for rescinding the motion by the maker of the motion?
Senator Hoffman.
I think it should be further discussed, but other members may want to change their mind. I've decided to change mine.
Will the clerk please call the roll on rescinding action on amendment number 19?
No.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
No.
Wilson.
Yes.
Olson.
No.
Bishop.
Yes.
Stedman.
Yes.
4 days, 2 days.
Okay, so amendment number 19 has been rescinded. We'll bring action on it. It's been rescinded. We'll have amendment number 19 back in front of the committee. Senator Wilkowski, would you like to make a motion for amendment number 19?
No, it's still before us.
Pardon me?
It's still before us.
Oh, excuse me, it's still before us, so I guess we don't have to, we don't do this too often, a little rusty. Okay, Senator, anybody have any comments on the motion, or excuse me, amendment number 19? Okay, we'll re-vote amendment number 19. Will the clerk please call the roll? We have the roll call, please. Okay, we'll have a brief at ease. We'll come back on the record. We've called a question on amendment number 19. Clerk, please call the roll.
Senator
yes.
Senator Wilson.
No.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Senator Wilkowski.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
No.
Senator
Stedman.
No.
Senator Bishop.
No.
3 days, 4 days.
Amendment number 19 fails to proceed. That concludes our amendments. If no other members have amendments, That brings the bill, the amended bill, back in front of us. Is there any comments anybody wants to make on this bill before we take action on it?
Sure. Let's move on.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I actually have named this bill the turducken. When you shove the operating budget and the capital budget and the PFD, just like you shove a duck and a chicken and a turkey, and that's what this bill is. So I just want to put that on the record because it's a it brings a smile to my face when we at least can find some levity in a 100 and I don't know how many page bill, 150 page bill. Thank you, sir.
We are Bill 69 in front of us. Any other comments? I have a motion. Senator Bishop.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate Finance Committee direct the divisions of Legislative Finance and Legislative Legal to make technical and conforming changes to HB 69 as necessary.
Okay, we have a motion to move the bill. Excuse me. One of the brief edits. So, without objection, it is so ordered in the conforming language.
I object to moving the bill, Mr. Chair.
Okay, well, we're going down to that right now. Okay, Senator Bishop.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate Finance Committee move Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for HB 69 Finance Version L as amended to the next Committee of Referral.
We have objection?
Yes, object.
We have objection to move the bill from committee. Clerk, please call the roll.
Senator Wilson.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
No.
Senator Wilkowski.
No.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Yes.
Senator Bishop.
Yes.
Senator Stein.
Yes. 9 days. We'll move that bill to committee. We'll go on now to HB 71. Senator Bishop.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate Finance Committee direct the divisions of Legislative Finance and Legislative Legal to make technical and conforming changes to HB 71 as necessary.
Okay, without objection, it's so ordered. Senator Bishop.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate Finance Committee move Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for HB 71 Finance Version N to the next Committee of Referral.
We have objection. Seeing none, we'll move HB 71 to the next committee referral. This concludes this afternoon's meeting. Our next meeting is scheduled for 9 a.m. tomorrow. We have a little bit of floor work to do.